Well, the regular season winds up in the state of Texas, Arlington, Texas, to be exact, AT&T Stadium, to be even more exact, and it's the Eagles and the Cowboys finishing the season in most spectacular fashion. We welcome you inside the studio. I'm joined here by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, and I mean, let's be honest here. This is what we hoped for. This is what we thought might happen, and now that the week is here, Merrill, I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Well, for the sake of honesty, it's not what I hoped would happen. What I hoped would happen would be the Redskins beating the Cowboys and the Eagles locking it up last Sunday night.
But weeks ago.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's play the Cowboys. That's what this thing is all about. That goes back historically, and what a better ending to a season. What there couldn't be a better ending to a season than the Birds and the Boys. I'd rather it be in Philadelphia, but nevertheless, the Birds and the Boys with the division at stake.
Yeah, and the Eagles have played well in Dallas over the years here, and I don't think the home field is really an advantage for the Cowboys. I think the Eagles feel pretty darn comfortable in that stadium.
Well, I don't know about comfort, but I think that the Eagles are the better team, and I think that's the thing that matters most.
Are they the better? Again, it's not about being the better team. It's about being the better team on Sunday night. So let's talk about this matchup, and obviously we begin at the quarterback position for the Cowboys. We've talked about it all week. Tony Romo, Kyle Orton, what do you think happens there, and what would you think is best for the Eagles?
Well, if you talk about the reports, most people think that it's kind of a smokescreen, that ultimately it would be Kyle Orton, who has a 1-1 record against the Eagles, lost to the Eagles as a Denver Bronco at the Link, and beat the Eagles as a Chicago
Bear. He played well that game.
Well, he generally plays well. He's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know from a football standpoint if I'd rather see Romo or Orton, because I think Romo is more athletic. He extends plays to a greater degree, but I think Orton is more conservative, and he doesn't take as many chances, and he's tougher to pick off. He's a very solid quarterback. He's not some guy who never played. The guy has, I think he has 69 starts in the NFL, and he's a solid NFL quarterback. Look what Matt Castle did a few weeks ago.
There's the school of thought, Merrill, that the Eagles defense, after a poor performance against Castle, that kind of let down moment without Adrian Peterson, etc., that they're more prepared if it is a backup situation here. Do you believe with that?
I think in a game like this, a now or never game, they're going to be sky high. They're going to be at their very, very best. Now, the other thing to take into consideration, Dave, is that a lot of people have been saying, and I think it's foolish, that the Eagles have caught all these breaks. They play the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. They played this team without this guy and that team. You know, I would love to see Tony Romo play in this game, because people say that's the best chance the Cowboys have, Tony Romo at his best. I'd like to see the Eagles play the Cowboys with their full force, because I think they can beat them, whether it's Tony Romo playing or whether it's Kyle Orton playing. You're not talking about bringing back Roger Staubach. You're not talking about bringing back Troy Aikman. You're talking about a pretty good quarterback, but not one of the all-time greats. So I think the Eagles can beat them either way.
Yeah, the defense really stepped it up against Chicago, Merrill. Your thoughts on the turnaround from Minnesota to Chicago, and really, I guess more accurately, in whole, Bill Davis has done a great job over on that side of the ball.
He's a wonderful, wonderful coach. I don't think that this team is so strong and so experienced that they're not going to have a bad game from time to time. And, you know, Kerry Williams said it, and some of us scoffed at the idea, but he said afterwards that maybe that loss to the Vikings was a good thing, because at that point the team had won 5 straight games. They were starting to feel almost impenetrable, and it's maybe just brought them back to reality,
right,
and made them say, not that they don't go into every game trying to win or trying to play their best, but maybe sometimes you need that little extra to make sure that you are really full of fire for every single performance.
Let's talk about the matchup. The Eagles offense coming off the big game against Chicago, great season, 8 games of 30-plus points for this offense against the Dallas defense that has struggled all year, Merrill. Yet that October 20th game, the Cowboys shut the Eagles down. I certainly expect to see a different Eagles offense on Sunday night.
Oh, absolutely, and it's a much better Nick Foles. Nick Foles had a bad game. That was only his only really bad game of the entire season, and everybody has an off day. I don't think he felt his best that particular day, but that's not the Nick Foles that we have come to watch and admire. This Eagles offense can do a lot. We talk so much about Tony Romo, Dave. The guy on the defense, Sean Lee, the former Nittany Lion, I think he means as much to that defense as Tony Romo means to that offense. I mean, he's their best player. DeMarcus Ware is a great player, but I don't think he's at his prime anymore, and he's played injured. But Sean Lee makes a big difference when he's out.
Yeah, and the Eagles looking to me, when I watch this game, or I'm looking at the first 5 minutes, I thought against Chicago, as soon as they came on the field, you saw the energy and the passion, and just the Eagles were playing faster football. I think we'll see that early in the game on Sunday, and that'll determine right away just how close this game's going to be.
I agree. And I have a very, very good feeling about this team. Dallas has a lot of problems defensively, as you said. We have Shady McCoy 37 yards away from breaking the 1979 record of the great Wilbert Montgomery, and I think he's going to get it very, very early.
Well, we shall see. Merrill, enjoy Sunday night.
I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait.
We're almost there. Merrill Reese, we thank you so much for joining us in studio throughout the year and hopefully into the playoffs here.
Absolutely. See you next week.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.